This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Brexit will take effect in the UK today at 6 o'clock Eastern Time. Britain leaving the European Union and going it alone for the first time since 1973. Not everyone's happy. In Northern Ireland, residents are uncertain about their future. Sinn Féin President Mary Lou McDonald says,
"Today is a very sad day. People in the north did not consent to Brexit. This is not something that people on the island of Ireland want, bar a small minority."
Another Democrat has dropped out of the field running for the White House, the former Maryland Representative John Delaney, announcing this morning that a lack of support and the inability to qualify for the debates are in part behind his reason for dropping out. He adds it was a privilege to campaign for the Democratic nomination, and he'll work now to see to it that President Trump does not get reelected. This is USA Radio News.
I am doing all the right things, drinking plenty of water, eating right, and exercising. But month after month, my constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating keep coming back.
Irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, affects 13 million Americans. Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Brexit has arrived. At 6 p.m. Eastern today, the United Kingdom will formally leave the European Union. The Trump administration's proposed Middle East peace plan facing criticism from former President Jimmy Carter. The proposal would more than double Palestinian territory while giving Israel sovereignty over West Bank settlements. Carter says the plan undercuts the prospects for peace and dooms the two-state solution. Super Bowl weekend is dawning in Miami. All the excitement and build-up for the big game, and the president and chair of the Super Bowl 54 host committee, Rodney Barreto, says they're expecting lots of people to flock to South Beach for the NFL's biggest weekend.
There's going to be 65,000 lucky fans will go to the game. We anticipate another 150,000 on top of that. We'll hear for the parties, for the entertainment, for all the nightlife, and, you know, just for here for all the hoopla.
It's San Francisco against Kansas City, and it starts at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time on Sunday. And this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
A lot of farmers are going broke. Farm bankruptcies jumped 20% in 2019 to an 8-year high. Agriculture economists say farmers across America are still struggling because of lost business from the long-running U.S.-China trade dispute. Also, there's chronic low commodity prices, ever-growing debt for farmers, and volatile weather patterns that never seem to end. An Orthodox Jewish couple from Michigan suing American Airlines after they were kicked off a flight last year amid claims of body odor. Yehuda Adler and his wife Jenny and their toddler were told to leave the Miami to Detroit flight in January 2019. Their suit claims that a gate agent said he knew people of their religion only bathed once a week. The suit goes on to argue their clothing and appearance singled them out for religious and racial discrimination. The airline says several people complained of the odor and nothing was done based on the couple's religion. The couple says they had just showered that morning. and personal income and spending figures rising. The Commerce Department reports that personal income rose 0.2% in December. Household spending rose 0.3%. Wages for U.S. workers rose even as savings fell from November into December. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we do it not because it's easy, but as JFK said, because it's hard to get this country back on track. We have, kind of been missing in action. And I say we, I'm talking about we the people have been missing in action. And this is what happens. The elites are happy to take over, and they've really turned the org chart of our country upside down on its head. If you remember the way our founding fathers designed our country and the organizational chart, they put the people at top. And they put the ruling class at the bottom. But the ruling class cannot stand to be at the bottom. They have to be at the top because this allows them to, gather their unfair share, so to speak. Because, after all, they're so deserving, right? It's just about 7 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. And we welcome Trent England from Save Our States. He joins us now. Trent, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thank you so much for coming on to talk about the Electoral College. It is back in conversation. Of course, it never really left, but it's just kind of been humming in the background. But as we get closer and closer to 2020, the push continues to, by some, to get rid of the Electoral College. Why is that bad?
Well, the Electoral College basically provides checks and balances on our presidential election process that then flow through our whole national political system, right? So it prevents big population centers from having too much power. It prevents the federal government from taking over our elections, and it forces our candidates, our national political parties, to actually pay attention to a lot of the country, a lot more of the country than they otherwise might pay attention to. People might remember Howard Dean, the Democratic candidate, talking about a 50 state strategy. Basically, he was responding to the incentives created by the Electoral College that reward candidates and parties for paying attention to people.
Exactly. Well, it wasn't like our founding fathers just kind of spun the wheel and said, oh, let's set up this Electoral College. I mean, there was a lot of thought and consideration, throughout the whole, the Constitution, the way it was designed to make sure that, we didn't design a document that, promoted the underrepresentation of of people, regardless of where they lived. It's like, look at if we're we're Americans and it's freedom for all, then we have to ensure those freedoms by giving everybody fair representation. And I think that was a tough task to consider, don't you?
Oh, it definitely was. I had what for me at least was the fun opportunity last year to go back through all of the debates at the Constitutional Convention, looking at how they thought about this issue and created the Electoral College. And you're right. I mean, they debated this from the first week of the Constitutional Convention to the last week of the Constitutional Convention. They took it so seriously. They recognized that, you know, that there are a lot of competing interests. There are a lot of possible ways to do this. Mm-hmm. And at the very end, they created this system that we know as the Electoral College. And you know, one thing people don't realize, there are other countries that have modeled their systems off of our system here. And, you know, India has a kind of an electoral college. Germany has a kind of an electoral college. And then all these parliamentary systems in the world are, you know, kind of doing the same thing. It's an indirect election of their prime minister.
Right.
The countries that have a direct election, the biggest one is Mexico. So you know, we are not an outlier in the world. This is something, you know, we've really shown the world through our constitution how to construct a government. So it's crazy that we have people here trying to deconstruct it.
Exactly. Through our constitution, through experience and empirical evidence. I mean, it's not like we've only been doing this for a couple of years, right?
That's right. That's right. Every president's been elected this way. We can go back and look at it. We can see how the Electoral College forced, you know, the best, my favorite example is after the Civil War, the Electoral College forced the Democratic Party to moderate, to move out of the South. They actually showed in a couple of elections in 1876 and 1888 that the Democrats could win the most popular votes, like Hillary Clinton and Al Gore did more recently. They could win the most popular votes, but just from one region of the country, and they lost the Electoral College, and that forced them to reach out in the West, reach out in the North, just like the Democrats today. You know, they can't win with big cities alone. They either have to listen to people in places like Minnesota and Wisconsin and Michigan and Pennsylvania, or they could try to change the rules, which is what some of them are doing.
Trent, is this unfair, you know, for me? Because my observation is this is something driven by Democrats more than Republicans. I mean, here's a party that says they want to represent everybody. They have a big tent, all this rhetoric and that. But in practicality, they're doing everything they can to negate votes.
I
don't know. That might be a little extreme.
Right,
I don't mean to sound that way because I sound like some of the House managers on the Senate floor right now. So forgive me.
Well, you know, it definitely is being driven more by the political left, and you know, I think right now there's kind of a confluence of their ideology, which tends to, you know, there's some irony here because the left, you go all the way back to Woodrow Wilson, and they love to talk about democracy. They love to talk about majoritarianism, and they don't really like all the checks and balances in the Constitution. And then the flip side of that, exactly what you said at the beginning of the segment, is really they're very elitist, and so they want this majoritarianism, but they want it to come out of the big cities where their political machines have a lot of power, the media and big universities have a lot of power. And you know, and actually it's nothing new. You go all the way back to the Greek democracies of the ancient world, and really they were cities that talked a lot about democracy, but they were driven by the fact that they turned all of the people living in the countryside around them into serfs or slaves who had no voice in those democracies. And, you know, there's nothing new under the sun. You kind of see
this
agenda coming back 2,500 years later.
Right, and our founding fathers warned of the whole majority rules mentality, right?
That's right. I mean, the most anti-majoritarian part of the Constitution is not the Electoral College. It's the Bill of Rights.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Anything in our Constitution that's a check or a balance or protects us from government doing things to us really protects majorities from doing things to minorities. So, you know, that's what's great about our Constitution is that it's not majoritarian. It's not might makes right or 50% plus one gives you the power to do whatever you want. It's, you know, it's about protecting minorities and protecting all of our voices and, you know, creating some balance in our politics.
I'll tell you, you know, when I study this again, Trent, I don't know about you, but it just makes me appreciate all the more our founding fathers, the brilliance and the wisdom, was so insightful and something that could have this kind of staying power, you know, 243 years later.
No, that's right. I mean, they were very, very wise people.
Well, we're going to get into, when we come back in the next segment, about the Supreme Court. They're going to hear the case over whether presidential electors have to vote in accordance with their state's popular vote in the Electoral College. I'm Bill Martinez. More from Trent England right after this. Stay with us.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
I took my family on a vacation like the one you're about to hear about, and we had an amazing time. And the best part about it was the price.
If you're looking for an amazing, fun-filled vacation for you and your family for an unbelievable price, keep listening for details on how you can get a fabulous 4-day vacation for just $99. Westgate Resorts has been a leader in affordable vacation plans since 1982, and now you can choose from over 10 beautiful resort destinations across the United States, like Orlando, Florida, or the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. So whether you love world-famous theme parks or the tranquility of nature, Westgate Resorts has your next dream vacation. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 to call, we'll tell you about our $29 Las Vegas special. Call right now to book your amazing vacation for only $99.
800-883-1612. 800-883-1612. Call 800-883-1612.
This advertisement is being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of a timeshare plan. Restrictions apply. Go to westgateterms.com for complete offer terms.
This is Dan Perkins for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. Did you know that about 1 in 10 veterans are homeless in the United States? For the third year in a row, Songs and Stories for Soldiers has sponsored the Santa Bell Shoes and Socks for Homeless Veterans program. In 2019, the people of Southwest Florida donated to the Bay Pines VA Healthcare District 550 pairs of shoes and over 1,200 pairs of socks for homeless veterans. So here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. This summer, set up a group of people to collect shoes and socks for homeless veterans in your community between Thanksgiving and Christmas 2020. Sit down and have a conversation with the Voluntary Services Director at your local VA hospital and telling him what you're going to do. If you have any questions, have them contact their counterpart at the Bay Pines Healthcare System. You may find that someday you may be a recipient of shoes and socks for homeless veterans. This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
It's always
was a great day here at Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, fresh and independent we are, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here in our conversation with Trent England, legal scholar and director of Save Our States. He continues with us as we talk about the Electoral College. Trent, it is amazing to me that we've got an increasing number of states. There was just a recent announcement to another edition that are moving, you know, toward eliminating the Electoral College, and it just, spits in the face of common sense, in my humble opinion.
No, that's right, and the way they're trying to do it is so disingenuous and so dangerous because, you know, the founders created this system to protect our states and create checks and balances in the presidential election system. And most people would assume that the only way you could undo the founders' work is to amend the Constitution. But a group of liberal law professors back actually after Al Gore lost, so almost 20 years ago, came up with this idea to get states to change their laws and give away their electoral votes based on the national popular vote. And, you know, people think that through, they could get everything they want. They could get a direct election for president, that Mexican-style election.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Without ever amending the Constitution. And, you know, this has actually become a major agenda item for the left, especially after the 2016 election, because if it had been in place then, Hillary Clinton would have won, right? So they are pushing this all around the country. They have bills in Minnesota, although so far the legislators there have been pretty good to stand up against that. But they have 15 states that have signed on to this. It's called the National Popular Vote Interstate Compact because it's an agreement among states. And, you know, they're spending tens of millions of dollars to lobby for this. This is why I created Save Our States 11 years ago, was to fight back against this national popular vote agenda. And I am pleased to say, and we can break this news here on your show this morning.
Okay.
This was a big agenda item for the Democrats in Virginia. You know, they just flipped Virginia last fall. And, earlier this week, we were able to kill that bill in the Virginia Senate, and just about an hour ago, we killed that bill in the Virginia House. So it is
now dead
in Virginia.
Well, congratulations. That's awesome. Hey, it doesn't matter. Hey, whatever it takes, a win is a win, right?
That's right.
Yeah. Hopefully the people of Virginia understand that Save Our States save their state.
Yeah, that's, I mean, we are constantly traveling the country to help state legislators and their constituents understand exactly what we've been talking about. I mean, the Electoral College is so important to protecting the integrity of our elections and the voices of ordinary Americans. And it is shocking when you see some of these state legislatures that have signed on to this national popular vote agenda.
Yeah, why would you give up your state sovereignty? I mean, this just doesn't make sense. I mean, what are they selling them on?
You know, I mean, part of it is just this idea for people who don't like the current president that, well, if that had, you know, if national popular vote was the law in enough states, then Hillary Clinton would have won. So some of it's just partisanship. But there does seem to be this growing strain of thought, especially on the left, that you know, we should just have a majoritarian system. And you know, I take people back to the American Revolution. You know, the American Revolution happened and the French Revolution happened right after. And the American Revolution was about individual rights, right? It was about creating a government that protected individual rights, that was limited. And the French Revolution looked kind of the same. Some of the rhetoric was the same, but really the French Revolution became all about majoritarianism, just
exactly,
making the government as powerful powerful as it could be to give the people whatever they wanted, yeah. and it wound up with blood in the streets and, you know, exactly. cutting people's heads off with guillotines, right?
Right.
We don't want to go down that road. We should be protecting our Constitution, including the Electoral College.
Well, that's what a big lie does. I mean, Andy Andrews wrote a great book a number of years ago, How Do You Kill 11 Million People? Well, he did. Yeah. He took the rhetoric of Adolf Hitler, and Adolf Hitler clearly said that you got to give the people a big lie. The bigger the lie, the better. And they follow it. And this is what's happening. This is all about this progressive movement in so many ways. And people need to study that for themselves. Don't take my word for it, because they may say, oh, that's just, you know, hyper-partisan for you to make that statement. But no, look at the empirical evidence and check it out for yourself. I don't know of any other ism in the modern era that's responsible for killing hundreds of millions of people. And dare we go down that road?
Well, and that's right. And, you know, there's another great book from, I don't know, about 50 or 60 years ago called Ideas Have Consequences.
Yes.
And, you know, it's true, right, that the ideas behind this anti-electoral college movement, whether or not all the people who have signed on to it share those ideas, this idea that government is just about doing whatever the people want in a particular moment, right? That we shouldn't have checks and balances. We don't really need the Bill of Rights. We've seen talk in Washington, D.C. among some of the Democrats about gutting the First Amendment because they say they want to control money in politics. But what they really, you know, what they're really talking about is depriving people of free speech and the right to petition our government. And, you know, you look at the ideas behind that, and it is really disturbing because
it really is.
You take them to their logical extreme, and you get some pretty bad consequences. But
Trent, it's even beyond speech.
Saying,
yeah, it's beyond speech because look what we've been seeing for the last couple of weeks. It's about what you think now.
Yeah, no, that's right. And you know, you started off by talking about we the people have been sort of absent. The Constitution doesn't protect itself, right? The Constitution is at the end of the day. It's nothing more than an old piece of paper unless we the people stand up and defend it, right? That's
exactly.
We're the only, you know, we're the last line of defense here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, without a doubt. And I will say this, because I hear all the time, you know, from my liberal friends, oh, Hillary would have been, you know, been president with a popular vote. Well, let me tell you, that assumes that Donald Trump's an idiot and he would, you know, he didn't understand the rules. And so if the rules changed and said popular vote, the campaign that Donald Trump conducted would have been a lot different. Yes, there are certain foregone, you know, states that he would have said, look, I'm not going to waste my money on because, California is. As a one-party state, is so messed up on so many ways. You leave them as an island unto themselves because you don't have a fair shot to go at it. But I got to give him credit. I mean, he's gone out there a couple of times to talk to the people in California. Who knows? He might be able to save that state because the way the Democrats have taken over that state. I mean, they cannot even see the people that are leaving in droves. I mean, the number one, and I happen to be here in California. I got four kids here, and I was born and raised, Trent, in California. So it's a heartbreak to come back here all the time and see how devastated this state has become. And the leadership just watches people exit stage left. I mean, the number one state in the union for U-Haul one ways out is California. What does that tell you?
Yeah, no, that's right, and that's another reason why they want to break down the Electoral College, and also why the left is so focused on the census and drawing congressional district lines and all these things, because their states are relatively losing population to more conservative states that have better governance, that give people more opportunities, and they need to change the rules a little bit in order to be able to win in the future. I mean, there's a lot of talk on the left that hasn't gotten too much attention yet about trying to figure out how they can break down the United States Senate. Because the Senate is this bulwark of protection, again, against urban interests and coastal interests, and the left, for that reason, just hates the U.S. Senate.
Well, Adam Schiff gave us a little peek, didn't he, when he said that elections don't matter. I mean, it's quite telling. He's a legal scholar and director of Save Our States. Trent England has been with us. Trent, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Bill.
You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Brexit will take effect in the UK today at 6 o'clock Eastern Time, Britain leaving the European Union and going it alone for the first time since 1973. Not everyone's happy. In Northern Ireland, residents are uncertain about their future. Sinn Féin President Mary Lou MacDonald says,
"Today is a very sad day. People in the North did not consent to Brexit. This is not something that people on the island of Ireland want, bar a small minority."
Another Democrat has dropped out of the field running for the White House, the former Maryland Representative John Delaney, announcing this morning that a lack of support and the inability to qualify for the debates are in part behind his reason for dropping out. He adds it was a privilege to campaign for the Democratic nomination, and he'll work now to see to it that President Trump does not get reelected. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Bill Martinez Live.
Bill Martinez here as we come to you 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Fresh and independent, oh, by the way. For more information, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Lou Euler is with us right now, the founder and president of the National Tax Limitation Committee. Mr. Lou, how are we doing, buddy?
We're doing great. It's good to be with you as usual.
Well, you know, the impeachment madness continues. It looks like it may be running out of steam here. Maybe the Democrats have punched, themselves out, after the House managers have presented their case. It really has, kind of fallen like a dud. You know, you just hear this big thud, and so much so that the three major networks have, decided not to carry it, gavel to gavel anymore because they've been losing audience, and then they're getting, having to deal with all the soap opera complaints. You know, people going, "Hey, I want my soap operas." You know, I didn't tune in for this soap opera.
Well, it is. You're absolutely right. The soap opera led by the biggest liar in America, unfortunately, a member of Congress, Adam Schiff from California, I think he'll be begin to get his comeuppance. But while all this charade is going on, good things are happening.
Exactly.
The president has his team just redefined the waters of the United States and of the tribes and states, and has defined it in a way that it is common sense, and we get the federal government limited to clearly navigable waters and that sort of thing. So while the nonsense of the impeachment persists, while good things are happening, jobs are increasing, rates of pay are increasing, and all the rest, so America is seeing through this nonsense.
Well, and the Democrats are greatly distracted by this delusion that they've convinced themselves that exists. I mean, common sense, I mean, you mentioned that just a moment ago, Lou. Common sense would tell you there's no there. I mean, I keep hearing the echoes of, if you remember Miss Clara, remember the Wendy's commercial, where's the beef, where's the beef? You know, it's like, wait a minute, you guys, this is a lot to do about nothing, and, you know, you're hoping to bruise up the president. It's almost like this Hail Mary attempt by the Democrats to do whatever they can to maybe do some damage, if not to the president, but to other Republicans who are supporting this president down the line. But, you know, the American people, the voter politic, has to realize that this is what they get when they're influenced by Michael Bloomberg, who put in a lot of money in the midterms and, you know, and gave us, you know, gave the House and the gavel to Nancy Pelosi. And my question to the voter politic is, can you trust her for another 2 years with the gavel in her hand, or is she going to continue to waste more time and more of the people's money on chasing windmills like Don Quixote?
Yes, you know, you're absolutely right. And we long since have learned that the alleged holdback of money by the president for the Ukraine, predicated on the claim of the left that he wanted to have Biden investigated by them, is total nonsense. That money was released and delivered to the Ukraine before the end of the fiscal year in which this was alleged. So there is, I mean, even if that were an impeachable offense, it didn't happen.
Yes.
So the whole, it is just a house of cards that
yes.
they're playing, and it's about time to get rid of the nonsense and get back to the things serious to American people.
Well, it's been pointed out, I mean, this is really a policy dispute. I mean, these are people, upset employees, you know, that are in the form of ambassadorships and representatives of the government. You know, some might say they are part and parcel of the deep state. Nonetheless, they're employees of the government. And last time I checked, you know, if you disagree with your boss, you go to your boss, say, look, hey, I got a different idea here. If the boss says, hey, appreciate it, or maybe the boss might say, hey, look, I don't have time for you, get out of here, you know, we're still going to do it my way, he's the boss, you're not. And so these people are bucking the boss. In this case, you know, it's clear they serve at the pleasure of the president. I don't care about your opinion. You know, that's to be shared between you and the president. If you have a well-founded reason for the position you have, then convince the president accordingly. But what it sounds to me is that they're pitching a fit because they didn't get their way, and they have been conditioned to think this is what career bureaucrats do, which is dangerous, Lou, is they carve a little fiefdom for themselves and think that they're all that in a bag of chips until you get a true leader, a CEO that says, you know, hey, no, it ain't going to happen. And especially if you have an ambassador, as you did with Yovanovitch, who was bad-mouthing her boss, and the incoming president had lost confidence in her and says, I don't like her. Well, what do you think the boss is going to do? I'm going to get you somebody you like.
Right.
Right?
That's right. I mean, ambassadors are clearly the clear choice to be the clear choice of the president. Period. End of report.
Right.
And the more recent ambassador, Sunderland, I think is the way he pronounces his name, repeatedly in his testimony said the president never told him to leverage the Biden thing for the expenditure of funds into Ukraine. He repeated that many times. He might have thought differently about it, but he made clear that the president never tried to do something that was harmful in that way.
Well, it really raises a lot of potential trouble if the thought police are coming out, Lou, and now you're going to be impeached just because you thought something.
Yes, no, that's it's just and the founders made it clear that the way in which people are become leaders in America is through elections.
Exactly.
And you can't interfere with those elections by trumped up charges against leaders who have been selected by the people. And look at the get-togethers he's had in New Jersey and all over the country. The gatherings of people who will wait outside, tens of thousands who wait outside. So he is cumulatively popular across this nation, and that's what the left is trying to avoid and do not put on television so people can see it. But that popularity is clear.
No, it is organic. It's a grassroots level. And not only are thousands of people coming to these campaign rallies, but many are standing out there for hours. I think in New Jersey, people were in line since Sunday, Lou. So for several days. And we know the weather out there, it wasn't rosy and sunny. I mean, there was some inclement weather so that they had to endure. But hey, that's the way the people in New Jersey are, people in the East Coast. Weather, schmether, I mean, hey, look at what does it matter? We got a country to save here. So God bless them for, you know, coming out to support, you know, to support the president and support what, you know, a majority of Americans want to see happen. And that is for America to truly be great again for all Americans, which we're realizing now, as you've said time and again, Lou. I mean, you look at what's happening with the economy, the stock market, unemployment, you know, energy independence, our military at every turn. This president, you know, he's fulfilled last count over 300 of his campaign promises. Wow, you know, how many other presidents can say that, huh?
Well, that's what, you know, and that's the interesting thing is out of the blue comes the report on getting the waters of the United States straightened out, while all of this nonsense about impeachment is clouding the area and the issues, he just continues on plodding ahead to accomplish and achieve the goals that he has announced and set.
Exactly. Don't you love the left, though, and the mainstream media? They're upset because he's doing this. They go, look at him. He's acting like he's about the people's business. Well, this hasn't stopped being about the people's business. And you're just upset because, look at, he's putting points up on the board, and America is winning. Thank God for all that. There it is. We'll leave it at that. The founder president of the National Tax Limitation Committee, Lou Euler, right here. Thank you, Lou.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking. prick and not finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This message is for all sexually active men. Now, you can get the same active ingredients as in Viagra and Cialis online in chewable form from BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. Get started 100% online. So no in-person doctor visit, no waiting at the pharmacy, and no more awkwardness. BlueChew.com ships directly to your door in discreet packaging. So order now. You'll love it, and so will your partner. For a limited time, first-time customers get their first shipment free. Just pay $5 shipping when you use the promo code FAST at BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. That's BlueChew.com, promo code FAST.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. The service is not intended to replace your primary care physician or cure any disease.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here as we come to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, on over 320 markets across this great country of ours. Speaking of which, we're going to be speaking with the candidate for Congress, District 49 in California, Brian Marriott, going to be joining us. Brian is a certified financial planner who has spent the majority of his career helping families save for a rainy day, send their kids to college, and retire with dignity. Boy, if that isn't the core of the American dream, what else is, right? And he believes that Congress could use a heavy dose of common sense when it comes to financial planning. And you know, at the heart of our message here recently, should Donald Trump be reelected, just as he focused on jobs and increasing the number of jobs, that was the focus of his first administration, constantly asking people, how are we doing now? How are we doing jobs? How are we doing jobs? And look what we're doing. All-time lowest unemployment, I believe, in the history of our country. It's just has been most incredible, and to the point now we've got 7 million jobs just eager for people to fill them. Well, with that focus, I'm encouraging the president, as I encouraged the Secretary of the Interior last week when we spoke, is the message that should go to back to the president is, how are we doing with the deficit? How about the budget? So I believe that somebody who understands, pluses and minuses when it comes to finances and the budget, you know, we need somebody like Brian Marriott there representing the people's consciousness to do something about this $23 trillion in debt and counting. Brian Marriott, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciating being on, and good morning as well to your listeners. You know, I think a lot of folks maybe underestimated the impact that the 2017 tax reform would ultimately have
But for our employers across the country, small, medium, and large, those reductions that brought us into a competitive range allowed so much more flexibility with regard to things that matter to families in terms of getting their kids off to school with manageable debt loads and having predictability about their rates and lower rates and more after-tax savings. You know, when Nancy Pelosi mocked the average middle-class savings of $1,000 a year of as being peanuts, I sent a message out and said, well, you know, that's about $86, $88 a month. You put that in the 529 plan from the time your child's born, that's $37,000, $38,000 with an average rate of return of 6 or 7%. And why should the government have money, have the use of that money instead of you? This is all added up for our country and for families. It's been tremendous. We have companies now competing to keep 75 cents of every dollar instead of 63 or 64 cents. That's highly motivational, and we're seeing it across the landscape.
Well, speaking of Nancy Pelosi, remember, she was the one with the then president, Barack Obama, who said that we were going to save around $2,000 a month, or $2,000, was it a month or a year? $2,000 a year on our health care. And that never happened. In fact, we ended up paying more than that. So I don't think she understands math, and she doesn't understand what positive cash flow can do. Certainly they keep on, instituting policies that have rendered the middle class near extinct, but for Donald Trump in the last 3 years.
You know, Bill, we keep sending people to Congress, and we've done it for years now, who don't have a great deal of true life experience and have almost little to no business experience, and that's just a constant mistake. I was in this business many years ago, was the chief of staff in a state legislature, and recognized and was asked to run for office at 30, 31 years old, but recognized that you really need to have a well of experience to understand how things work. Worked a regular career for many years, over 25, worked with families, worked with business owners, and it gives you something to hinge your decision-making on. Nancy Pelosi is not a business person. Neither is the gentleman running our state, Gavin Newsom.
Yes.
That's a disastrous profile to lead any large entity. We finally elected a businessman to Congress, to president, mm-hmm. and look what he's been doing for our country. Can you imagine if we get more businessmen and women in Congress to work with him who have true experience and understand both the intended and unintended consequences of legislation? We knew Obamacare, the so-called Affordable Care Act, would be disastrous for our country. We have families who are foregoing medical treatment because their premiums and deductibles have doubled and tripled, and that's awful.
Yeah, exactly.
We may have covered a few more folks with much thinner coverage. My opponent, Mike Levin, who's part of that progressive caucus, is bound and determined to eliminate private insurance for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
It's a disastrous health care bill that they've put forward, which eliminates all private insurance and winds down Medicare as we know it in 2 years. So they've been horribly wrong, they being the Democrats, mm-hmm. on health care in our country, and it's becoming very, very deadly for our families and older Americans who are struggling with this.
Well, and part of the challenge for Democrats in a one-party state such as California, you start forming a worldview that is very siloed and prejudiced. I mean, you mentioned Gavin Newsom. I mean, you think of the last 80-year history of the state of California. I was born and raised in California. I'm based out of Florida these days. So it's heartbreaking to see what's going on in my home state. And I look there and see that over the past 80 years, you basically, when it comes to politics in California, when you talk about career politicians, which the founding fathers never intended it to be that way because of the temptation of greed and money and power, but it's all been focused on four families, which is the Brown family. You've got Gavin Newsom, which is all part of the Pelosi connection, and a couple of others. For the last 80 years, they have been the ones that have controlled the state of California. Think about it.
Yeah, and it's led to a pure one-party dominance. The Democrat Party dominates both legislatures, obviously every constitutional office, all the agencies and commissions, and actually you could argue the court system as well.
Exactly.
And what we're ending up with is an experiment in
uber progressive government, and we're seeing a terrible toll, human toll, by the way. You know, people are looking at this homeless issue and not recognizing the awful, awful circumstances that we're allowing these people to live in, and these young people are just pouring poison into their body because Prop 47,
exactly,
which they cleverly named the Safe Neighborhoods and Schools Act, has accommodated all of this. And it really makes you shudder. If the path continues, it will be very, very difficult for law-abiding, hardworking families to stay here, just, you know, with all this going on around them.
And they're all leaving. They're all leaving now, Brian. I mean, the number one state for U-Haul one-way trips out of anywhere is California right now.
That's correct. And our business owners, you know, years ago, businesses would move and the families would stay behind. For the last decade or so, the businesses go now and the families go with them because they check in with their friends in cities like Charlotte and Nashville and San Antonio, and their friends who move there say, boy, it's great here. Yeah, you put up a little rain and cooler weather, but you got this, you got that, and you got a cost of living that's half what it is in California. You buy three times the home, et cetera, et cetera. So it will ultimately lead to a fiscal equation here that is unsustainable. You mentioned that the federal government's situation with regard to cumulative debt and the annual deficit, and I'm a big believer in a balanced budget amendment. The long-term cumulative debt that we have over several decades could resolve itself, but we have to stop adding to it at a rate of $800 billion to a trillion
exactly,
every year. And that's where we need some political courage. But unfortunately, in this environment, there's little of it to be found.
Well, we need to send reinforcements to support this president. Your competitor, who you're going up against, the sitting House Representative Mike Levin, is all part and parcel of the Nancy Pelosi push to, propel this impeachment harassment of the president, which is more of the same of what we saw happen with Kavanaugh. I mean, basic political reason and dignity have been thrown out the door. And I believe because, as Lindsey Graham pointed out here, Brian, it's because of the lust of power of the Democrats. I mean, they're doing grave damage to our Democratic Republic and to the voter politic who hear this rhetoric and think that, being mean and hating somebody and really, when you think about it, you either are in support of the American dream, whether it's a Republican or Democrat, or you're not. And at the end of the day, it just seems that they really don't care about America. What they care more about is power. And for them to, be able to sustain, their elected positions.
You know, Bill, they are lowering the impeachment bar from a 10 to a 2.
Mm-hmm.
And we are going to regret this as a country for decades, if not centuries, to come. It is truly dastardly behavior. And Mike Levin has been the tip of the spear. He campaigned on it, and he actually departed with Nancy Pelosi on the vote to allow the Nadler hearings to continue. And that was back in June before the Ukraine business even became a point of discussion. So he has been as aggressive and hard-nosed about impeachment as any member of Congress, and he's just a freshman.
Well, Brian, we got to leave it there. Look forward to continuing the conversation. He's a candidate for Congress for District 49, the mayor of San Juan Capistrano, Brian Marriott. Brian, how can people donate to your campaign?
Just simply MarriottForCongress.com. Marriott is M-A-R-Y-O-T-T. So pronounced like the hotel, but M-A-R-Y-O-T-T, MarriottForCongress.com. They can go on there and check out the website, connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, follow the campaign along. It's Del Mar to Dana Point out here in Southern California. Daryl Issa represented the district for many years. It is still a very slight Republican registration advantage, and it's important that we not allow a hard left progressive member of Congress to stay in the seat. He doesn't fit the district, and he's not good for our country.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter how long.